This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Have you ever been that hot?
In Las Vegas.
Not that hot. That's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Davante Adams was asked in his Twitter, where is Aaron Rodgers' neighborhood next year? And he wrote, mine.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, Texans head coach D'Amico Ryan, comedian and former Minnesota Senator Al Franken. Now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. D'Amico Ryan, the head coach of the Houston Texans, is going to be joining us here shortly on the Rich Eisen Show. We just chatted with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, talking about the Super Bowl coming up next week and everything going on with the quarterback carousel, why Brady said goodbye, what's going on with Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and Derek Carr. And then in hour number three, we're going to have a fun chat with a Saturday Night Live original a guy who handled the baggage for the final train ride on New Year's Eve and trading places. Also happens to be a former United States Senator Al Franken here in studio in hour number three. What's more likely coming up? We've got the a little bit of a Super Bowl preview coming up later on this hour, and our Monster.com player of the week, the guy who's going to have a huge game, if you will, a Monster.com game coming up next week in the Super Bowl. We've got that in store for you. Chris Brockman and Mike Del Tufo in their spots. What's up, guys?
What's up, man? Happy Friday. Hey,
good. What's going on over there? You good? Good in your neighborhood?
Good.
Yes.
Very good. TJ Jefferson, good to see you, sir.
It's Friday.
But your Clippers, man.
What now, man?
I don't know.
Did you watch that last night?
Well, they didn't score in the last 4 minutes of the game.
Kawhi was 7 for 26.
I went to a premiere last night, so I did not.
Which premiere did you go to last night?
I went to this premiere of this movie called Your Place or Mine.
Okay.
So I didn't see.
Starring Ashton and Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. Yeah. So you were hanging with Ashton last night.
Yeah, for a little
bit. Okay, funny. You could say that. Okay, very good. Yeah.
So I did not see the game. I did not look at fantasy basketball. Well, this morning.
Well, you had a nice little comeback yesterday because a couple of my players got sick or hurt or. I mean, honestly, does the NBA have a bug going around? A number of non-COVID illnesses that just come out of nowhere.
Does anyone complain about this more than you?
I don't know. I'm just upset that the stars don't play all 82, man.
I love it. I think it's great.
But last night, the Clippers had the Bucks.
A 20-point lead.
Right, really? Where they wanted them. Yeah. They had them up, and then they didn't score in the last 4 minutes, and then the Bucks win by one.
Yeah, I just saw the last final
Giannis
score.
Giannis had 54.
Yeah, Giannis had a 54-piece.
Yeah.
Did Kawhi play?
Kawhi was 7 for 26.
Yeah, he did.
It was awful last night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Kawhi played because it wasn't on a back-to-back.
He was terrible. Norm Powell had a great game. He was kind of picking up the slack.
And you know who looks good? The Los Angeles Lakers. Hey,
did you watch that game?
I watched it.
I mean, they got lucky to win that.
Why do you say lucky? You called the Knicks lucky because Jaylen Brown missed two free throws.
That's lucky.
No, it's not. Make your free throws.
But it's lucky when an all-star misses two free throws.
Or the all-star is not perfect. And last night, the Pacers got Halliburton back. He's back. And he looks so good. He's such a player. He's so good.
Great.
That's why he's in the reserve, right? And so they looked really good. And then the Lakers in the fourth quarter took it over.
Anthony Davis had a really nice game.
Anthony
last night.
Davis made a fallaway jumper. I thought it was parallel to the ground when he made the fallaway jumper to put him up, and then had a block shot and then a rebound to seal it. A block shot on one possession and then a rebound on the final possession to seal it. And it was interesting, they used Pat Bev to close the game last night. Mm-hmm. I'm just focused on who the Lakers are having closing, because I think the way that they open it with Russ on the bench is working very well.
Russ has been nice, and now it's kind of weird to see the Jazz trade rumors this morning when he's been playing really well in that closing role.
I'm just telling you, man. I like what I'm seeing out of the Lakers, and now LeBron has got one more game on the road before two at home, and it looks like it's going to be against Oklahoma City that he breaks this record.
It's 63. He'd need two nice scoring nights, but yeah.
If he doesn't, then it's against the Bucks, which will only be fitting if Kareem's in the building. Kareem's,
If you're Kareem, do you go to this?
Of course. Why not?
If someone breaks your record and you want to see it. That's why I never understood, like, trotting the Marises around the country to watch Aaron Judge. Like, you're breaking my record and you want to make a big deal about it? It's kind of, I'm now number two.
So what? But you've been number one for, what, 37 years, well, right?
I want to be it for 38.
I don't know.
It will be interesting to be broken. Because LeBron and Kareem don't necessarily have, like,
who knows?
The closest relationship is on record. So,
yeah.
But I feel like Kareem would show up for this. You know,
I would imagine the Lakers will ask politely and nicely, please come. I mean, that's what the Lakers, in terms of certainly the NBA, in all of sports, they know how to do big nights.
Yeah.
And they know, they know how to do big nights and historic nights with first-class touch. They're really good at this. And this is a big one. This is a big one. They probably had this in mind when they re-upped LeBron or acquired LeBron. They knew this day would come, you know, and it's finally arriving next week, right in the middle of Super Bowl week.
How about that?
You see some of the ticket prices for these
games?
Well,
I heard. What is it? Like
one of them was
five figures?
$70,000, $40,000. They go expensive for the best seats on.
Again, people want to see Josh Giddey, right?
I like Josh.
Who's going to say? Who's going to say it's the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander return to crypto.com?
Hey, nice.
Boy, he was balling out what it used to be called Staples for the other team. It's the homecoming,
right?
For SGA. Oh, wait a minute. No, LeBron's going to set the all-time mark.
That's still crazy for me to think that that record's about to fall.
It's about to fall, sir. It's gonna.
If I was Kareem.
Yes.
And this is gonna be crazy and I'm gonna get laughed at. If I was Kareem, how long did he hold the record for? 30?
I think it was 1984 is when he set
something
the record.
Like that, yeah.
Okay.
So it's coming up
for
on
38 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like the Lakers to pay me $1 million for each year I had the record to go to this game.
What's this guy right over here? What's with this guy?
You want me to take part in your ceremony? I had the record for 38 years.
38
scratch
million?
Me a scratch me a check.
This guy.
Wow.
This guy. This guy.
I don't think that's crazy.
What do you think? He's just met the Buss family?
Right? It's not the it's Get the buses, here. Not the Ballmers, bro.
Exactly. Like he has no relationship with the Buss family at all.
They've got it lying around.
Come on, man.
38 mil?
Get out of Get out of town, and I mean it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, Christopher, I thought of you. I thought of my brother-in-law. I thought of Sue's. I thought of every Patriot fan that I know. And I made sure that if I was going to do this, I'd have to do it right. I've done a lot of research.
Let's do it. What do you got?
And I've got,
let's go,
in honor of Tom Brady retiring for good. I've dusted off the old power rankings, and I have ranked the top 10 Tom Brady moments of all time.
Oh, baby, let's go.
Moments. Not just games, but moments, and also, you know, there's only one way to handle one of them. It's got to be an entire season. So I've put it all together and hit it.
This is my
power rankings! All right, Mike, I need NFL Films music. And just to show you that I'm paying respects to the Patriot Nation, number 10 on this list is called The Snow Game.
Hey, thank you.
It's called The Snow Game.
Attaboy.
Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, what is that?
For everyone else, it's called the Tuck Rule Game.
Oh, okay.
There was
got
a lot
that.
Of snow that day.
It happens to be the first
kicks.
Career playoff game of Tom Brady. All right, and Tom Brady, down 13-3 as a 24-year-old in the season where, okay, maybe it's Bledsoe's team after all if we get one and done here in the snow with Gruden's Raiders in town. Down 13-3 in the fourth quarter, a 10-play drive capped by a 6-yard touchdown run by Brady.
Oh, one of the all-time spikes in NFL history, too.
And then after the tuck fumble, a 13-yard pass to David Patton, the next play to set up Vinatieri to force overtime, in which the Patriots got the ball first, and Brady marched him down the field, converted a 4th-and-4 to David Patton from the 28 of the Raiders. Could have given the ball back, but instead he converted it, got it down to the 5-yard line, a 15-play, 61-yard drive in the snow of a 24-year-old. The awesome. Snow game.
What a game.
He's number 10 on the list to set up Vinatieri for the field goal. Speaking of which, number 9 on the list is the first Super Bowl I covered for NFL Network, Super Bowl 38 against the Carolina Panthers, already with one ring on his finger and one in the case. He's down 22-21 in this game thanks to his own red zone interception, and he follows that up with a 68-yard drive capped by a touchdown pass to Mike Vrabel. And then after Carolina ties it, he throws an incomplete pass in the final drive of the game, follows that up with four straight passes. I'm in the end zone watching him march down the field the opposite way. First time I was ever on the field for an NFL game with NFL Network. And every single time he lets go of the pass, he's throwing it right to a Carolina Panther. And then either Patton or Deion Branch swoop right in and catch it. After a couple, I realized, oh, Brady's thrown to a spot. He's doing this on purpose. He's actually on point. Sure enough, four completions later, including a 17-yarder to Deion Branch on 3rd and 13, he set up Vinatieri again. He became a two-time Super Bowl champ and a two-time Super Bowl MVP at age 26. And his 354 yards passing that night, fourth best game in the history of the Super Bowl behind two of Kurtz and one of Montana's at the time.
One of the best fourth quarters of all time, 37 Unreal. Points in the fourth quarter of that game.
8 on my power ranking list. At age 37, this is the fourth and final time he faced one of his big nemeses in the AFC playoffs, and it's the Baltimore Ravens. I'm talking about number 8 on my list right here. The divisional round game in 2014 against Baltimore. They had lost two of their previous three games against the Ravens in the playoffs. They started 2-2 this year, finished 10-2 to be the top seed, and thus they hosted them. The Ravens led by 14 twice. The second time, the deficit was made up by a touchdown pass from Edelman to Amendola that shocked everybody. But it was Brady leading touchdown drives on three of their final four drives, including that Edelman grab. The biggest one was a 23-yarder to Brandon LaFell to wrap it up and take the lead and end it. 33 of 50, 367 yards, three touchdowns. He went on to beat Seattle in the Super Bowl. That's number 8. Number 7 on the list at age 41. By the way, he was 37 that day against the Ravens. At age 41, it was his first playoff game against Patrick Mahomes. And it was Mahomes' first AFC title game. As we all know, he's made 5 in a row now. He was the league MVP. They're in Kansas City. Mahomes comes back from a 14-0 halftime deficit to lead 21-17 in the fourth quarter. And Brady leaves not one but two touchdown drives. This game winds going into overtime. Brady converted three third and tens. One to Edelman, two to Gronk. Rex Burkhead with a 2-yard touchdown to win it in overtime. How about that? They get the ball in overtime, score the touchdown to win it. Three third and tens converted, 348 yards passing and a touchdown on the road in Kansas City, showing to Mahomes, not your time just yet. Number 6 on the list at age 30, the entire 2007 season. I mean, soup to nuts. 6 touchdowns against the Dolphins. Beats Peyton Manning in a battle of undefeateds in November. 4 touchdowns to Randy Moss against the Bills in the first half.
That's the game I was at.
Brady and Moss, of course, needed 2 touchdowns connected apiece in the final game in the Meadowlands. I will never forget this game. It was on NFL Network. It was our exclusive game. Patriots at Giants. And the whole country was wondering, where do we get it? We don't get NFL Network, maybe. We were only on in half the country. U.S. senators were writing letters to the commissioner, threatening like antitrust hearings if they didn't put it on national television. Brady and Moss go into this building, and the Giants gave them, as you know, all they could handle. And they did get the 2 touchdowns, including a 65-yarder from Brady to Moss. Brady had 50 touchdown passes. Moss, 23 touchdown catches. Brady, 356 yards in those 2 touchdowns to Moss to complete a perfect regular season. That's 6. Number 5 on this list. By the way, he was 30 on that night. Number 5 on the list at age 43. Super Bowl 55. I mean, look. The fact that he leaves New England And in his first season in Tampa, they start 7-5 and still win the Super Bowl. His first year out of New England. At age 43, he threw 40 touchdowns that year, 4,633 yards passing. And in this game, he had 3 touchdown passes, including 2 to Gronk. They have 15 together. That's most all-time. And the 2 in this game is what currently separates Brady to Gronk from Mahomes to Kelsey for greatest, most prolific touchdown passer and catcher combination in the history of the playoffs. He won a playoff game in Lambeau to make this game unbelievable. And then number 4 on the list, Super Bowl 43. I'm naming this one of his top moments because this made him one of the most relatable human beings on the planet. Him throwing the trophy in the boat parade. Him throwing it from one boat to the next, leading to the famous moment where Vivi, his daughter, screams at him not to do it.
Dano!
Unbelievable toss as well. There it is. Dad, no. And then, afterwards, stumbling drunk out of the parade. Truly one of the most relatable moments. Like, it's this point. At this point, we all are like, we get you, Tom. It's your cheat day. Greatest cheat day ever.
He's wearing a knee brace. Like,
greatest cheat day. Nothing to see hurt. Just a little avocado tequila. Great tweet. So honestly good. Made Brady as relatable as he's ever been. That's number 4 on the list of top 10 Brady moments in my power rankings. Number 3, this is the high rent district. 37-year-old Tom Brady taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Look, I know they needed Malcolm Butler's catch to end things and bail them out. But Brady in this game, he was getting beat by a championship team that was going for back-to-backs, trying to make sure that Brady was no longer, and the Patriots were no longer, the last quarterback in franchise to go back-to-back. Seattle had him. They got him picked off twice, 2-3 and outs, and they were up 24-14, but that's when Brady got cooking. He found Edelman for a 21-yarder on a 3rd-and-14. Otherwise, it would have been 3 straight 3 and outs. He found Amendola in the end zone to cap that. Next drive, completed all 8 passes, found Edelman to become the first quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl to find 4 different receivers for touchdowns in the big game. That had never happened before. Gronk and LaFell were the other 2. It's his only 4 touchdown game in his Super Bowl career. He's never had another. And he prevents Seattle from going back-to-back and starts a string of 3-5 years for New England. Just when you thought they couldn't do it again, they hadn't done it since winning 3 of his first 4. He starts it again. That's number 3 on the list. Number 2 on the list is when Tom Brady showed up for the first time in a Super Bowl. It's unbelievable that this is still one of his greatest moments, and it is. As a 24-year-old, he goes into New Orleans and he beats the greatest show on turf, period. I mean, and then this shot of him with his hands on his head looking at his family, the magic carpet ride was complete for this season and then just beginning for the greatest career of all time in the 9/11 Super Bowl, for crying out loud. And then number 1 on this power rankings list, as a 39-year-old, he comes back from 28-3 down against Atlanta. Truly, the moment where everyone thought it was over for Tom in the middle of a Super Bowl. Bench him, bring in Garoppolo, it's all over. 28-3, he's throwing picks. Like, everything that had happened to Tom Brady on that night, we just never saw him do in a playoff game, let alone a Super Bowl. And he leads the greatest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl. And in so doing, throws for 466 yards at the time, most passing yards ever in a Super Bowl, only surpassed by his 505 yards in a loss to the Eagles the next year. Unbelievable. That's my power rankings.
Great West,
those Rich. Are fantastic, good stuff. Rich.
Great West.
Rich, those are great.
What do you think? I mean, we missed a ton, but...
I mean, yeah. You can't narrow down 23 years and 10 Super Bowls into 10 moments, but I love it. Top to bottom.
It was great to go through it. Because as I said to him on the show, and, you know, the NFL Network turns 20 this fall, and we will go back about the first 20 years, and I get emotional thinking about it. The fact that we started this network, and it's going to go on for a long time.
Yeah.
It's going to go on for a long time, long after I'm gone and long after NFL Network is here to stay.
Yep.
And it means a lot to me and everyone who launched it. And how lucky are we that of the first 20 years, and I know that it's caused a lot of heartache and pain for a lot of other people who are like, cry me a river, Rich. What are you getting emotional for? But how lucky are we? Like, when we talk about, look back at Brady's career, being an all-time great and a GOAT, and it's synonymous with the best ever, that we existed just as it was taken off.
Yes.
As a repeat champion, and then a back-to-back champion, and then not a champion, despite not losing a game in the regular season, and then happening again, and then going to another spot and happening again. How lucky are we? We'll look back when we're NFL Network 60, like, wow, you were there to chronicle the Brady years, and I'm like so thankful for it. We'll take a break. D'Amico Ryans, when we come back, the new head coach of the Houston Texans, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network joining us right here on the Roku channel. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Joined now by the rookie of the year, the former defensive rookie of the year out of the University of Alabama. And now his tide is rolling back into the spot where he was drafted, Houston, Texas. He is the new head coach of the Houston Texans. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, D'Amico Ryans. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, Rich, doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's amazing how life works out sometimes, huh? Isn't that incredible?
It is, man. What a full circle moment, right? To be drafted here with the Texans and to, you know, come back as the head coach is definitely full circle, surreal. It's just it's an awesome moment, right? Awesome time, you know, special time for my family. For myself, for the city of Houston, everyone is fired up, feel the energy from everyone. So, man, we're excited to get to work.
So on that draft night, when you were a second-round pick out of Houston, who was the first individual to ever officially, first time ever, welcome you to the Houston Texans? Who's that one on the phone with you that night?
The first person I talked to was Coach Gary Kubiak. Right? he was the first one to welcome me here. And that was a wild moment. The family was going crazy, and everybody's excited. They're going to Houston. And now, from that call from Coach Gary, and now to be sitting in his old office, that is definitely it's weird, but it's also special.
Yeah, I bet. What if somebody had told you on that draft party night, everything calms down, you're finally by yourself, hey, tapped you on the shoulder, one day this is going to wind up with you being head coach of the Houston Texans yourself. What would you have said at that point in time?
No way at all. There's
really?
No way I'll be. There's no way I'll be coaching NFL like this. I would have never in my wildest dream imagined it at that point in time. But now, after my career and the things that transpired within my career, I could see it shaping up that way, but just not at that moment. But just throughout my career. Just being in the position I've been in, just leadership and leading the guys around me, right? I look back on that, look back on life just and everything, like I've been built for this moment, right? Everything, you know, from high school to college, throughout my playing days in the NFL, like just thinking of how all the things happen, right, with the coaches that I've been around and the inspiration that I've gotten from them, the things that they've taught me and instilled in me, I see all of that, right, being a part of who I am, all those experiences will truly help me taking on this new role.
Because pretty much to a man, teammate of yours that's been interviewed throughout the last couple of years as you've ascended as the defensive coordinator of the 49ers, and then this year in particular when it looked like you were definitely going to get a head coaching gig out of this year's success, everybody who played with you or was around you said, this guy was born to coach. Why do you think that is? Can you self-scout in that respect, D'Amico Ryans?
I was doing a little scouting while I was playing. I saw the players the new players who come in, and I right. always did like a quick assessment, never really.
No, I meant self-scout yourself. Why do you think everybody said that you were born to coach? Why do you think that?
Well, I think just who I am, right? Just naturally just being around the guys and just being a natural leader, right? And guys kind of gravitated, you know, toward me because I was always it was always important to me to be my best, whether this was a walkthrough, right, a meeting, practice. Like, I always wanted to make sure that I was being my best so the guys around me could count on me. So accountability was just such an important part of who I was, and I wanted to be the best at everything that I did. And I think that, right, the guys seeing that from me, right, and that's what they saw, and that's what inspired them to follow me because they knew – you know, Miko is going to do it the right way.
D'Amico Ryans, Houston Texans head coach here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then let's talk about your choice that you apparently had between this organization and the Broncos. Did it come down to essentially that you have a history with this organization and town and maybe some roots and connections in that front?
The Broncos are outstanding. The ownership group there, they're a great group, and I know they're going to do an awesome job there in Denver. Grateful, thankful for them for that opportunity. Houston, same, great ownership. Just being familiar with the city here, my wife being from here, and just being able to have the opportunity to work with a young group, right, and seeing what we had here with the draft capital, everything looking forward, right, to build on a young team. That was just, it was exciting. It was, I saw it as a really, I know it's a challenge, right, tough challenge, but I'm looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to do it in a place that drafted me.
So did you meet your wife as a player there? Did you meet your wife through the time? I did.
Okay. I met my wife here while I was playing in Houston. I met my wife at a Bible class at Fifth Ward Church of Christ.
So clearly there's a history and so much connection between you and this town. I do have to ask, though, D'Amico Ryans, that your previous two predecessors, one and done, coaches of color, many people were saying that the third coach in now better watch out. Do you have any concerns on that front, D'Amico Ryans, for you?
There are no concerns for me. I understand the history of this organization and the coaches that have been here. And, yeah, it's been some rocky years, some unfortunate years, but some great men, right? Great men who came before me, great leaders, great coaches. And, unfortunately, it did not work out. So, for me, you know, looking at where we're headed, looking at the future of this organization, and I'm excited to work with Nick and Cal and build this team the proper way with the right guys. So it's there's no hesitation at all because I'm excited about the future, and I see the future is bright here, and that's what excites me about it.
And then, of course, you know, you couldn't take a job elsewhere and then look in the back of the room and see Brian Cushing and Andre Johnson as well, or somewhere in the room. They were there yesterday, right, for your introductory press conference, those guys? Your former teammates?
Right, son of former players there. Andre Johnson, hopefully future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's
there,
up for it.
Brian Cushing. And, you know, to see those guys, it was truly a special moment, Rich. Like, that was – it just brought it back even more full circle, right? To know I was on the battlefield, those guys playing in the locker room, those guys, it's truly a brotherhood. And to see the support that they had for me, it was an emotional moment for me, special moment, and really thankful for their support. But when you see a guy like Andre Johnson, that's the guy who I looked up to, you know, as a player coming in, as a young player. He taught me so much of how to work as a pro, right, and how to lead in the community. And to see him there supporting me, it was outstanding. And we want to build our team around guys like a Brian Cushion, like Andre Johnson, J.J. Watt, right, really great players who have laid the foundation here.
And just let's bring this full circle before I let you go on to your Friday here before Super Bowl week. And so, D'Amico Ryans, we talked about how Gary Kubiak was the first one to welcome you to Houston Texans. You got drafted there. Who do you think, what type of player are you going to make in that first call to, potentially second overall? What do you got for me on that front? Your first blush thoughts there, D'Amico.
Hopefully a player like a J.J. Watt or Andre Johnson.
That would work.
If we can get any one of those, any caliber, right, type of those guys right there, man, that would be awesome for us.
Well, I guess neither of them play quarterback is what I'm kind of driving at. What's your sense of drafting your next quarterback or potential starter in this league, D'Amico?
Yeah, we have one guy on we have a quarterback on roster now. We'll look to add to that position. At what point? And we're still combing through those things, and we'll figure it out. But we'll make the right decision for our team at the right time.
Okay. And do you have any hard and fast rules about starting a rookie at that position? I'm just wondering how old school you really are, D'Amico Ryans.
No hard set rules there, Rich. I think every person is different. Every player is different, right? If you can get a person that's mature, a person that's ready to lead the team, you put him in whenever it's the right time for that particular guy. There are no hard set rules there.
And are you interested in running a similar offense to the one you just left in San Francisco? In the same way, Robert Saleh, your predecessor at the defensive coordinator position in San Francisco, wanted to bring a similar mindset, same defense potentially, same mindset at defense. Are you in that boat too? We want to run the same offense?
I'm not set on a particular offense or the offense that we ran in San Francisco. I'm not hard set on that offense either. I feel like an offensive football is always evolving, always changing. So I feel like whatever offense we have, I just want an offense that's adaptable and an offense that we can build around our quarterback. So whatever, however we can accentuate his talents, right, and make him play his absolute best, and that's the type of offense that we will run.
All right, then last one for you, D'Amico Ryans. In this 21st century that we live in, you're a 38-year-old guy, former player, and now head coach in this league. What is the philosophy on reaching the professional NFL player, do you think? Obviously, you've got to treat people differently. Everybody has different personalities, but what's your overarching philosophy on coaching somebody up in this 21st century NFL?
The overall philosophy, Rich, is love, care, and serve. Right? You have to love, make sure you love these guys. You have to make sure there's a connection there, that you get to know who are you trying to lead. Right? Once you get to know them and they know that you truly care about them, they know that you truly love them, right, for who they are, allowing them to be themselves, right? Exhibit their own personality, right? Be who you are, and then they'll allow you to serve them, right? As a coach, that's our position, man. We're here to serve these young men in the capacity of helping them to be the best football players they can be on the field, but also serving them to be the best men they can be off the field. So that philosophy is just love, serve, and care.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you're going to go see Robert Saleh next year, right? That's on your schedule.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm informing
a lot. Coming for you, Robert. Let's go, man.
Yeah, that's right. I'm informing you, and let me inform you one last time. You kind of have a history with the Philadelphia Eagles in a way, because not only did you play for them, did you know that the draft choices that came with you, they used on Nick Foles? Are you aware of that, D'Amico?
Oh, I did not know that.
How about that? So,
know, but hey, that, it seemed like it worked out pretty great, right?
Yeah.
Nick Foles,
yeah.
Super Bowl MVP,
yeah.
First Super Bowl in Philadelphia history. So, worked out pretty well.
Not without you, D'Amico. Not without acquiring you. Okay, so you've got some history there as well. Congrats on the gig. Appreciate the time here. Hopefully, this is the first of many times you call into this program. We chop it up about the Houston Texans. Thanks again, D'Amico Ryans.
Thank you, Rich. Have a good one.
New HC of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, while I'm talking to him, is that we're going to see, I believe, a rookie quarterback start week one there. I think they're going to choose Young or Stroud second overall, and we're going to see that kid thrown out there week one against whoever their week one opponent is.
I think so. Yeah.
And then whatever defensive mindset that Ryans had in San Francisco, again, the Jets got Quinnen Williams for Robert Saleh. He was already there. And then Sauce Gardner, they draft him. And they had a championship defense there this year in just year two. So let's just say Ryans does something similar with Nick Casario. What will the two times a year Vrabel Titans versus Ryans Texans look like? Those are going to be some paint swapping affairs.
Bet the unders.
Oh, well, unless Derrick Henry does his usual drill.
Yeah, maybe.
That's going to be fun stuff. And the Jaguars performing, and then we'll see when the Colts hire somebody, whoever that person is. AFC South right there.
Yes, right now.
Mm-hmm. You can listen to the NFL in the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station streams by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. When we come back, your phone call is 844-204-RICH, and I identify, that's what I'm trying to say, one player in Super Bowl 57 that needs to ball out for his team to win. I've identified one, and of course it's not a quarterback. Everybody, just pipe down, even if you're piping up or not.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich, we could keep doing this.
I didn't start the program. Liar.
We're talking about how Susie, honestly, Susie's been listening to it. The kids.
Just, oh, it's amazing.
My kids love seeing their mother so happy. And she couldn't have been happier.
And so you're saying now the channel's gone, Rich?
Susie's got Springsteen,
gone.
Too.
Overnight. Hey. I'm driving back from poker last night. I'm listening to the Billy Joel channel. This morning, she texts me. She goes, it's now the Whitney Houston channel. We have nothing. I mean, Whitney Houston is, as we all know.
Listen,
I know you're looking for answers, but don't ask me why. I have no idea.
Nice. That's a Billy Joel reference. Look at TJ. Don't ask me why. Very good.
Hold on.
We're just living in a glass house right now.
Hold on a second.
Well, I didn't want to be alone.
You can take care.
What do you got? What do you got?
For a limited time. So it's only temporary.
But I don't like it. Why don't you tell me? You don't just say it's a limited time and then all of a sudden now, just listen, gone.
Susie's starting some
Susie's
stuff.
Just got to keep the faith and know that it's going to come back, you know?
Look at this guy. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't have any rights.
We're on Sirius.
It doesn't matter. Don't do it.
We get hits.
I didn't mean to do it, actually.
You couldn't even hear it. Doesn't matter.
Man. Channel 14.
We get taken off TV because of that, Brockman?
No,
we're
not taking
off.
We're not taken off.
We'll be saying goodbye to Hollywood.
This guy.
Wikipedia list up.
Wow. 6 years ago, you know what year Miami was in? 2017. You know?
That's a state of grace right there.
This guy.
It's a matter
of trust.
Look
at him right over there.
Don't get us in trouble. All right.
We could truly. I mean,
he could literally do this forever.
Because he had a state. Yeah. He has such a vast music history.
You may be right.
That's how you can create a channel.
Yes.
But don't say it's limited and then don't tell us how long it's limited and then all of a sudden you wake up the next day and it's gone.
Sometimes I feel like you're all straight.
They did that to you. I'm telling you.
Look, I just want to take this time to apologize to these Spotify people for you getting mad at them. Look, you guys are only human.
It's not Spotify. Okay. It's SiriusXM. We're on SiriusXM. Like, do you have the list open on your computer?
I started just looking at songs.
This guy right over there.
After the third one, I ran out.
She's so upset. And no, I don't like
way,
it.
Let
me just tell you,
I
to SiriusXM. You know, we have a relationship. We're on channel 218 Sirius, 202 XM, 992 on the app.
992.
So we've got a relationship. But so I would imagine our show's success is in some small measure something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life, happy host. That's the way it goes.
Get the most.
I don't need, you know what I mean?
It's only for 30 days starting today.
What is?
The Whitney Houston channel.
And then what's after that? Do we know?
They might have another person coming.
Do we know?
Hold on.
Do we know who's next? Can we get Billy back?
Let's see.
It was phenomenal.
He's had one for a long time.
No, he hasn't. He was set up for a month.
No, it's happened before. They put him up before.
You are an angry young man right now.
No, my God. This guy is just...
They're also celebrating Black History Month. TJ, there's Notorious Radio, which is a BIG channel.
I'm down for that.
There's Black Music Forever and the Apollo Theater channel.
Yeah, it's Black History Month. Let me get something.
I don't know when Billy Joel's coming back.
So January was Billy History Month?
Maybe.
And now Billy's history? Is that what's going on?
For 30 days. So.
Billy's up the
road. Now until April. Now until March.
But anyway, we're on Sirius Channel 218, XM 202, and the app is 992.
Whitney Houston Channel 14.
And it's great.
Oh, Whitney's amazing.
Of course.
She's a modern woman, that Whitney Houston.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I need a bodyguard to protect me from your...
Wow, look at you guys.
Look at us.
I'm everyone.
Protect me from you. Just stop it, okay?
All right,
scene.
I'm going to exit out of this page.
But
right
I will always
now.
Love you, so we're good.
Here we go. Actually, the top trending topic is when will the Billy Joel channel come back?
Is that right?
Oh, my God.
Of course it is. Because Susie's helping a trend. With her essence, with her, she's so upset.
Look, if Susie's mad, you don't want that... Because we didn't start the fire.
By the way, Billy Joel channel is limited, so it was only from January 4th to February 2nd. So
I get it. And she's been happy. I want her happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny. The other day I went to dinner with Taylor, 9-year-old, just me and her.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go? Yeah.
It was amazing. It was great. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what are the reasons why I'm so enjoying this? Well, first of all, because she's a delightful human being.
She's
my daughter, and she's great. I love her. And then it dawned on me, it's been a while since I've had dinner with a female who thinks everything I do is terrific.
Rich.
It dawned on me.
Rich. Susie right now is texting Brock.
I'm getting a text in 5-4.
TJ and Brock are getting texts.
Are you serious? I'm like, no, I get it. Now I understand it.
She thinks everything you says is hilarious.
It's great. I can't wait to have dinner with her again. It's been so long.
No, has Taylor gotten over
your moment alone?
Has Taylor gotten over the age thing when she graduates? Or is she still like...
No, let's not bring this up.
Okay.
All right. We've been doing this last few weeks, giving you an individual prior to a big...
And Susie's calling in.
Is she really? Oh, no. Damn it.
She said, forget
so
the
gonna,
text.
Are we going to have to... Are we gonna...
Whatever you were about to do, let's just table it.
Can table it for the end of the
program?
We're
going to put a pin in it.
We're now putting a pin in it? Okay, we're going to do it? Okay, she's hanging on. It's true, though. I'm sitting there having dinner. I'm like, this is great. But she wants this channel back. She's happier... I'm happier, and if I'm happier, this show is happier. It's just an extension. Do we all understand how this works?
Yeah, why I wanted Michigan to beat Ohio State.
Hon, have I caped for this channel the way you wanted? You wanted me to pound the table for this channel like this?
Yeah, thanks for that, Rich, because these are the days to remember. Because
that was my prom song.
Round of applause.
Well done.
Great way to start.
I just played tennis. I sucked. I'm so mad.
Because of this.
I played, my buddies Betsy, Rebecca, and Angela. I threw the racket 7 or 8 times.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then. And that's just...
So I need Billy Joel back, because clearly he took my mojo off the court.
Racket abuse? Is that what happened?
I'm moving out.
Okay. I thought this was over. All right.
Well, Susie, did you pick the rackets up?
No,
because someone will save one as a souvenir.
A big shot.
No, by God.
Be a big shot.
Oh, my God.
Did you?
You had to open up your mouth. You had to prove it to the crowd. So did you hear Brockman said it was limited all along?
It was limited the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
It was only for
the
January.
Clock was ticking.
Hey, Chris, how come you haven't asked Sarah to marry you?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Where did that come from? That just took a weird turn.
No.
Come on, Suze. That's a challenge flag. We got to throw the flag.
That's messed right up, there. Man.
Yep.
So, seriously, but Brockman said it's been limited this entire time.
It was limited the whole time, yeah. Just for January. Yeah.
No one told me that.
I felt like they've had it before, Suze.
It has been. Every few months it comes back.
Yeah.
Mike, you're right. It's actually every January, I think.
Oh.
Honestly, I got in the car at 6:15 this morning. I was so excited, and then there was Whitney. And I do like...
Who doesn't like
I want to dance with somebody. I love you, whatever the hell it's called. But it's not the same. Like, listening to Billy talk through all of these songs...
Yeah, with a thick New York accent.
So...
Yeah.
Song?
You know, song. Right, I know. All right, Suze, we're up against the end of the hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
See you soon. But the endorphins are flowing. Hopefully that's going to offset the loss of the Billy Joel channel on SiriusXM.
Now my tennis game.
Okay, very good.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Racket abuse.
Jeez.
And then Brockman abuse.
Wow, just out of nowhere on that one.
Jesus.
You got super kicked right there, bro.
Well... we'll have to do our Monster.com Athlete of the Week later.
Well,
so let's just say I'm going to get into this Whitney Houston channel now.
I think you should.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's already programmed on my SiriusXM. So, and then I'm going to have the rug pulled out from under me in the beginning of March?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
And that stinks because Whitney's only getting 28 days.
No, she's getting 30.
Oh, they're going to go.
Yeah,
okay,
she's getting
so,
a full 30, yeah.
All right.
By the way, I have a... my brother... finally
hit me what you were saying.
Like the Grateful Dead channel, all these other channels that last forever. Like U2's got their own permanently.
I'm trying to figure out.
Springsteen's got his own. Springsteen's is amazing.
Billy should too.
Billy, there's no question.
Of
Whitney
course.
Should. Billy, you could do them all.
I heard
Mariah could do one.
I heard a cover of him doing Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It was amazing. Yeah. I didn't know they existed.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Come on, SiriusXM, just for me.
Whoa.
And this show.
What do we got?
You know, just for me and this show, please. All right.
Uh-oh.
Hour three coming up with Al Franken.
Excel, Rich.
Woj bomb.
Excel.
Holy crap.
Woj bomb.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I heard him telling you, Chris, I didn't want to look.
What do we got?
Oh, my.
Is this real? Hold on a minute.
Hold on. This is real. 45 seconds ago, just tweeted out by Woj.
Yes.
Nets star Kyrie Irving has told the franchise he wants to be traded ahead of Thursday's deadline.
Oh, my gracious.
What?
Well, I mean, just because you want traded don't mean you're going to get traded.
Why?
Dude.
It's all working. Oof. It's all working. Okay.
I mean, they lost by 40 to Boston. But no Kevin Durant.
Come on, though. It's working. Ever since he stopped. All right. What a moment.
Well,
you know, it's not right.
He couldn't leave a tender moment alone. Nice. See? Yeah.
It's not right, but it's okay. You know.
Maybe you're right. You may be crazy.
He might be crazy.
How would I know?
Well, at least he's honest. A little honest.
He may just be the lunatic you're looking for.
It's only a matter of trust.
Oh, my gosh.
One of those days, we'll figure it
here's
out.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to hit this. We'll do What's More Likely for the weekend. Al Franken, Monster.com Athlete of the Week. Beat it on down the line. Have a huge Super Bowl week next week.
Let's go.
And then trade deadline's next Thursday?
Step by step.
Yeah,
guys.
Next Thursday.
Oh, right in the middle of the Super Bowl week after LeBron breaks Kareem's record.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And we just got a huge add to our shows for next week.
Ooh.
A Rich Bomb. Burt Bomb.
Hey, now.